In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every year at this time of the year, when Reformation Day and All Saints Day follow on their proper days, we split them apart and observe Reformation Day on the Sunday before it and All Saints Day the Sunday after it. Of course, Martin Luther chose the eve of All Saints Day to post his 95 theses to the Wittenberg church doors, and it's therefore that we celebrate the Reformation on the day before All Saints Day. You cannot have All Saints Day without Reformation Day. You cannot have All Saints without Reformation. Even though the Reformation is commemorated now for 499 years since 1517, and All Saints was first attributed to having begun 1643 years ago by Saint Ephrem the Syrian in 373 AD. Still, you can't have All Saints Day without Reformation Day. For the reality is more than a calendar issue, the celebration more than the mere commemoration, the spiritual transformation more than just signing up on the dotted line of the required document or getting your transfer letter sent to the church. You can't have All Saints without Reformation. That is, Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Reformation is all about the cross, self-denial, taking up your cross, following Jesus. In other words, Reformation is all about daily repentance of sin and the faithful believing, following, and walking in the way of God. The Reformation of true repentance and faith in the heart has been the way throughout the entire history of the world. It is the way it always was. It's the way it always will be. Reformation has always been the way of salvation. Therefore, you can't have All Saints without Reformation. In the vision given St. John, he sees the great multitude of all believers at the last day. When one of the elders rhetorically asked him, "Who are these clothed in white robes?" the answer was not, "These are the ones who got their act together, cleaned themselves up and lived moral lives enough to be good enough, righteous enough to earn their ticket into heaven." In other words, lives that needed no reformation, no repentance. Now, it's important to say that, since this is precisely the way people think, your people, I'm people, we think, whose minds and spirits have been darkened, blinded, spiritually disabled since birth because of sin, inherited sin. And what is sin? Is it merely a little slip-up? If it were, you'd think you could work your way out of it, or at least cover it up well enough so that God won't even notice. No, sin is that damnable, deep, total depravity, that utter disconnect from God, from life, leading only to death. Why do people die? All have sinned. All are sinners. All die. Therefore, all are in need of the Reformation of repentance and faith. God here tells John and us, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. What is the Great Tribulation. It is the struggle of Reformation. And they're coming out of it, being delivered from the struggle by means of denying themselves, repenting of their slavery to sin, taking up the cross of Christ and following him, emptying ourselves of self in order that God may fill us with Christ, with forgiveness, with righteousness and eternal life. In short, by means of God's pure grace. Now, on Reformation Sunday, we heard a loud voice, the voice of an angel, with an eternal gospel to be announced to all creation. And we gladly identified Martin Luther as one of those special voices. This Sunday, on All Saints' Day, we heard another loud voice. But this isn't an angelic voice from heaven, but the voice of a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches in their hands. Who? You. None other than you and me, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. That company includes not only the famous holy saints of old, but that company includes you. And we remember today your departed wife or husband, your father and mother and grandparents, maybe your brother, sister, or child, your Christian friend. Though we do not see them, nor can number them, we know and that they are very much alive today. They are with Christ. They are with the Lord. And the Lord is with you. Together, we proclaim God's call and God's praise with one loud voice. While every time we gather before this altar, this word, these sacraments, we are like them before the throne of God. We love because God first loved us. We serve him day and night in our vocation because God first served us. He served us by making us his own possession, by our burial into the death of Christ. He serves us by bespeaking us righteous in holy absolution. He serves us by keeping us spiritually alive, by feeding us with none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his word, his body, his blood. He serves us by sending his holy angels to guard and protect us, and at the last day, to gently transport our very living souls into his eternal presence. Today, we celebrate All Saints, the whole number of the redeemed, those who have gone before us, those with whom we live and move and love every day, and those who have not yet been born. All sinners coming out of the great Reformation, tribulation of repentance and faith into the eternal mansions promised by Christ. Glory to God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, and blessing, and glory are his. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.